belief matters. I don't say this lightly or flippantly. I truly hold that what people believe is profound. It shapes how someone understands and responds to the events they experience as human beings. It helps give meaning and color to people's lives. And so I don't accept that false dichotomy that claims that there are believers and non-believers. I hold that everyone believes, but some people believe different than other folks about the nature of the universe, about the nature of God. And those differences are substantial and they're profound and they are not to be taken lightly. It seems to me that when people use the term believer, they are frequently referring to individuals who hold that authority and faith are the foundation of their approach to religion. Authority and faith, neither of which are open to questioning, neither of which allows for individual choice or personal determination. Authority and faith creates a religious system in which followers are simply followers. People are told what is and isn't acceptable based upon a particular religious teaching or on what some ancient text states. In systems based upon authority and faith, individuals are discouraged from questioning. And if they do question, the answer they receive is frequently, "This is what our tradition teaches. It is your responsibility to follow." And when someone is called a believer, the term suggests that the individual accepts the notion that the laws of nature can be altered if God so chooses. This is why there are religious folks who claim that hurricanes are punishments from God, and a drought can be stopped if people pray correctly. But this isn't the only way to believe. Those who are typically called non-believers also believe, but they believe in evidence and research. They believe in the right and the responsibility for each person to use the power of their mind to reason and to question, particularly to question those who make claims based upon authority or faith. At my congregation, we appreciate and encourage questioning, that people aren't supposed to accept ideas or values simply because a rabbi said so or some ancient text stated it. People should question, should ask why. They should weigh the answers they receive against what they know and against other information they possess. And if it doesn't make sense, they have the right and the responsibility to reject it. We should encourage research and evidence-based thinking. That is the best way for us to understand the universe in which we live and the laws of nature which shape it. While research can be messy, and new insights mean that the thinking of the past is superseded by new theories, this should not deter us. Growth results from building upon that which came before us. Those who believe in evidence and research, those who believe in questioning and asking why, recognize that there aren't always clear answers, that what may be right for one generation isn't necessarily right for the next generation. Those who believe in questioning know that sometimes they might get it wrong, but they are willing to accept this. Those who believe only in authority and faith serve the past, while those who believe in evidence and research embrace the future. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at my Jewish Legends Revisited. You can find them at the Apple Bookstore. Just search under my name, Robert Barr. I also invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.